Proclamation number 4405 of 15th of August, 1948. Material and spiritual creation. Activity of the residents. The visible world contains the unredeemed spiritual and therefore has material creations in which the spiritual is to mature. The material world is therefore necessary as long as there is to be a form which serves the spiritual as an envelope, which it is to feel as a constraint, because the urge to get rid of this form is cause for an activity and this again necessary for maturing. The beingness in the form serves through this activity according to its destiny and through serving, even if in a state of compulsion, slowly develops upwards. If the beingness were not bound in a form, it would remain inactive because it is still in resistance to God and is therefore powerless, whereas as a living being, for which the outer form is necessary, it also receives the life force which enables it to be active. Therefore a constant change is noticeable in the material world, because activity always means a change of what is to be addressed as matter. This perception is obvious in the stage as a human being, where a perpetual activity is a condition if the physical life of a human being is to be maintained. A state without activity is already a state of death, although the body can still be called alive, but inactivity is a sign of unused strength, which is then completely withdrawn from the human being. Because an inactive earthly life violates divine order and must have a corresponding effect. Upward development can only take place through activity, but this is the purpose and aim of earthly life, both for the human being as well as for the whole of earthly creation, in which the spiritual has to be active in a serving way. 15th of the 8th, 1948. And thus earthly creations will exist as long as spiritual things still have to be redeemed, which takes eternities. Every earthly creation is only the image of a spiritual work of creation, it is the form which the spiritual can see in its weak degree of realization, whereas the purely spiritual is only visible to the being which is mature, which is in realization, in light and can see everything spiritual as with bodily eyes. These creations are far more magnificent to behold, they are of a diversity and design that could find no comparison on earth. The one who sees can only enjoy constantly and is himself in a consciousness of power which drives him to creative and formative activity. Spiritual creations also require no space and are therefore also unlimited in their extension. What no man's eye has ever seen and no man's ear has ever heard, I have prepared for those who love me. This promise is fulfilled when we look at those creations which testify to God's undreamt of love and wisdom and are accessible to every being standing in the light. Since they are pure creations of light, they also radiate light in all directions and are therefore sources of light which illuminate the universe, even though the creations themselves are not visible. The light radiation, however, manifests itself and penetrates into the universe to take its path to lightless material creations, thus to become visible as spiritual to beings which certainly need light but are not yet able to produce it themselves as light bearers or to receive direct light radiation from the spiritual kingdom. Creations which shine are to be regarded as spiritual creations, thus not consisting of earthly material substances but only visible to the spiritually able to see. Whereas an imperfect being can only behold the light which these spiritual creations radiate. Spiritual creations can also become form as soon as they come into an area of directed matter, when therefore a new creation is to come into being through God's will, which again must hold directed spiritual, and these creations are placed into the universe by the light beings as their own idea, yet according to divine will. For matter is spiritual, which has become form, which is always first condensed somewhere but is originally spiritual, thus strength from God. At which moment the spiritual takes on form, i.e., matter comes into being, is beyond the knowledge of the being which, embodied as a human being, lives in the midst of material creation and whose knowledge corresponds to its degree of maturity. Only as a being of light does it understand the process of the emergence of matter, so that at the same time it also possesses knowledge of the spiritual creations and can itself be active in creating and shaping. Then it will have solved and answered many questions which it could not solve as a human being, and there will be no end to its praise and glorification of the eternal Creator. Amen.